T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story: accusations of political bribery and money laundering have been made against the California Insurance Commissioner.
A consumer advocates group is raising complaints against Ricardo Lora.
The circumstantial evidence that we're going to present to you today points to a situation where there's favoritism towards a workers' compensation company trying to get an official action, a change of ownership for the department, in conjunction with fundraising and political support being offered to the commissioner.
Jamie Court with Consumer Watchdog says they've sent their evidence along with letters to the district attorneys of Los Angeles, Sacramento, and San Francisco. The insurance commissioner's office emailed a response to KNX saying it has no official reply, but pointed to a September 3rd public letter from Ricardo Lora where he says he did nothing wrong, but he's putting a moratorium and all fundraising activity until the end of this year. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A couple of vape companies may find it harder to do business in California under a legal settlement reached with the city of LA.
It's up to us to prevent history from repeating itself.
LA City Attorney Mike Feuer says the vape industry is taking a page out of Big Tobacco's old playbook by marketing and selling to kids. The settlement reached with two vape companies accused of doing just that requires them to pay $350,000 in penalties, and it sets a number of restrictions meant to keep them from advertising or selling their products to kids in California.
They can't promote any of their products on social media platforms that are directed to minors. They can't use celebrities who appeal to minors. They can't use social influencers and celebrities under 30 to market their products. They can't sponsor events like sporting events and other musical events in California. They can't use food and beverage and candy imagery in their advertising.
Well over 500 probable cases of vaping-related lung injury, including 8 deaths, have been reported nationwide. One of the fatal cases is from L.A. County. The cause remains under investigation. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Walmart will no longer sell e-cigarettes. That includes its Sam's Club stores as well. The company released a memo today citing what it calls growing federal state complexity and uncertainty around the products. A lot of high schoolers ditched class late this morning to be a part of Climate Strike L.A. at Pershing Square.
People of all ages at this climate rally downtown Los Angeles. Thousands of people in the street here at the intersection of 5th and Hill. There were warnings to high schoolers not to leave school today, warnings from principals and warnings that many high schoolers defied to be here.
Skip school today because it's much more important that we have the earth in 100 years than I go to school for 2 hours on a Friday.
I was so inspired by Barack Obama. In 2016, this clown comes along and wins an election. He's in the way of our movement.
Several clever signs, one girl holding up one that's of the ocean of a person in a hazmat suit surfing. The caption says, soon we'll all be surfing in hazmat suits. In downtown LA, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The California economy continues to create new jobs, shows no signs of slowing down, despite worries about the impact of the trade war with China. The report for August shows nearly 35,000 new jobs were added. That marks 114 straight months of job gains, longest period of expansion for the state since the 60s. UCLA economist Jerry Nicholsberg tells KNX the state's taking advantage of its reputation as a technology hub with some of the finest public and private universities in the country.
California, all throughout this expansion, has been outperforming the U.S. in terms of growth and employment. What is really quite interesting is that now that we have been really in the neighborhood of full employment for a couple of years, we still are growing faster than the U.S.
Former state employment chief Michael Burnick tells KNX job gains are spreads around the states.
Even in counties that traditionally have had high unemployment, counties like San Bernardino has an unemployment rate of 4.1%. Riverside, 4.6%. These are counties that for most of the past decade have had unemployment well over 6%.
Overall, headline rate of unemployment remains at a near record low, 4.1%.
USC marks a milestone, inaugurating the university's first female president.
Dr. Carol Folt was described as a leader with unwavering integrity who loves her students, and she showed it at one point running down from the stage to take a picture with students in attendance.
When faced with a decision, her North Star is to ask, what is the right choice for our students?
That's Rick Caruso, chair of USC's Board of Trustees. Folt sees being the first female president as being a leader.
I'm determined to make it easier and better for those that follow me.
The university has been hit with one blow after another, most recently the college admissions scandal. During her inaugural speech, Folt said they will continue to tackle those problems until they're corrected. She also said they will work on other critical issues that so many have brought forward.
Like faculty governance, sustainability, mental health services, and assistance for students who are hungry or in need.
At USC, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.